You're listening to an official Patriots interview podcast from the 2005 season with Matt Castle.
All right, Matt, you were a quarterback for USC, but as we know, you were a backup to a couple of high-profile Heisman Trophy winners. That being said, and being sort of an unknown entering the draft, what was the pre-draft process like for you in terms of dealing with teams and dealing with NFL coaches?
Right. It was a lot of the unknown, you know, because like you said, I played behind two great quarterbacks. Not a lot of people knew about me. I didn't have the luxury of going to, you know, the Senior Bowls and doing that and having the exposure that some of those other players did. So what I had to really rely on was that pro day. And so I was able to do well in the pro day. I worked out real well, threw the ball well. And so from that point, I started, you know, sparked a little interest, talked to a few teams. The Patriots called quite a few times. And so that process, it started to pick up after that day. And so for me, though, I was just crossing my fingers, hoping that somebody was going to take a chance. And then in the end, the result, when it all came down, you know, the Patriots called my name, and it was a great day.
And it's worked out. Here you are today. But we're going to take a step back for a second. At USC, you were coached by Pete Carroll, who's very familiar to Patriot fans and Patriot Nation around here.
Right.
Any anecdotes from the Pete Carroll days that you can tell us about that people might be interested in?
Well, Coach Carroll, he was an amazing guy. You know, we had a lot of fun with him. He's always an upbeat, you know, very enthusiastic, very energetic, and got the guys to play for him. And so we had a lot of fun. I mean, team meetings were always a joy. You know, we'd come in, we'd do impersonations, we'd do that kind of stuff, and always had a good team spirit. So he just made it fun, you know, and he got the players, like I said, to play for him, and he really brought out the best, always positive, always, you know, supportive of his players. So it was fun. And I think he fits the college game really well, and you know, and I can't say a bad thing about him. I enjoyed all the winning and all the success that we had there.
Any one fun story or anecdote that sticks out in your mind dealing with Coach Carroll?
Well, last year, you know, as a senior, you get a little bit more oomph, if you will, from the standpoint of you can make a little bit more fun. The coaching staff, you got a little bit more leeway, so. In team meeting rooms last year, we used to go up and do this impression of him, and it was an impression that it's kind of an inside joke with the team, but I would do the Carroll, and the gist of it is that I don't want to go into some big display here on camera, but it was good fun, and the guys enjoyed it, and we did it. It was an ongoing joke throughout the year, so it was a lot of fun.
Well, that's good enough. Now, you mentioned being drafted, obviously, by the Patriots, but that wasn't the first time you were ever drafted by a professional sports team. You were drafted by the Oakland Athletics in baseball. You're a former Little League World Series star.
That's right, Little League World Series.
Now, with baseball, between the Little League World Series, getting drafted by the A's in 2004, right, was baseball, how serious did you consider baseball and even signing with the A's?
You know, I looked at it as a serious avenue that I was looking to maybe pursue. It was an option that I had, and I was very fortunate to have that option. But, you know, the love of football and being a football player always kind of pulls you back in. And so from that standpoint, I didn't want to, you know, I had one more year left. I thought we had a good team coming back, and I wanted to take the chances with that and didn't want to give up the memories and the winning another national championship and doing that. So baseball was fun. My brothers play baseball, you know, and so it was one of those situations that they kind of pushed me toward that, and they said, come on, you gotta come play. But at the same time, in the back of my mind, I always knew that I wanted to play football.
Time now for some lightning round questions.
No.
Oh, yes. Kick it off with word association. Just the first thing that comes to mind when I bring up these names.
Oh, good.
Okay. Matt Leinart.
Ooh, tough.
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer. Talented.
Okay. We talked a bit about Pete Carroll, but Pete Carroll.
Leader.
Tom Brady.
Competitor.
Doug Flutie.
Experienced.
That's true. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
How about a couple of non-football related ones?
All right.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, old.
Britney Spears.
God, that's a tough one. I mean, I'd really have to think. You know, back in the day, I would say sexy. Now I'm going to have to go with pregnant. How about that?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Eminem.
Eminem. Rapper.
George Bush.
I mean, come on. Bush. You know, I'm just going to play the safe cards. Great. Just great. Okay?
That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, no more word association, but still with the lightning round.
Thank the Lord.
Who's the best player in the NFL, either current or former, from USC?
From USC. Ooh, that's a tough list right there. I'm going to have to go with Willie Mack because he's on the team.
You know, I anticipated you. Yeah. Why don't we real quick switch to not currently in the Patriots locker room?
Not currently in the Patriots locker room. Carson Palmer, I think he's up and rising.
Okay. Who would play the role of Matt Cassel in the Matt Cassel biography?
Ooh.
In a movie.
That's a great question. I got to think of some actors' names. I mean, got to be a little bit funny, a little witty. You know, at the same time, he's got to have a great physical demeanor. I mean, so let's just go with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought that was funny.
First car you ever owned?
First car I ever owned. It was a Nissan Xterra. I have it right now.
Oh, yeah.
1998.
Had it since?
Since college.
Since college?
The last year of college. Oh, yeah. I didn't get a car until I was in college. Yeah. Hey.
And finally, you have a nickname that fans here in the Patriot land should call you?
Oh, nickname, I don't know. I guess some of my buddies back home call me the Cast Off. Okay. So that's about it. But that was a little weird, so you might not want to call me the Cast Off.
We'll have to work on finding a new one.
Yeah, probably a new one would be great.
Okay, Matt Castle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And remember to check out all the official Patriots podcasts on patriots.com.